We're learning Masech Neshamis of Kuchav Avamid Beis. Gemara here is finishing off the sugya. If you need kosher v'toli, is kosher good enough? If you don't even need kosher, which the Gemara started legabe pekaka chaloin, and the Gemara had brought a brisa, kanesh eskinu balabayis liyas pesach manayel bay. If you have a kana, a stick, which a balabayis fixed up in order to use it to open and close the door, v'zman shekosher v'toli bepesach pesach manayel bay, ain kosher v'toli ain pesach manayel bay. If it's both tied to the door and hanging, so then you're allowed to use it. If not, not, and that's similar to Rabbi Elazar's shita. You need kosher v'toli by pekaka chaloin. We spoke in the previous year, Rashi learns you need kosher v'toli because otherwise it's binyan, and Taisus learns you need kosher v'toli because otherwise it's muksa. And if Shimon Gamil Omer mesukin afi she'ena kosher, you don't even need kosher; you just need mesukin. So that's the man the Amr that does not need kosher and toli altogether, and that's also the man the Amr of Abba and Rav Kana that didn't need kosher v'toli by pekaka chaloin. And the Gemara says Amr of Asim Berech Lachik Reb Shimon Gamil. So Gemara asks, Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold that way. It says, Kol kisui kelim sheish lam beis achizim itolam b'Shabbos. A kisui kelim which has a handle you could carry on, you could move on Shabbos. V'omer avyudu b'ashilam avasim b'yechon avu sheish teiris kli alein. It needs a teiris kli. So you see, now like Shimon Gamliel says that you could use the kana. He doesn't say you need a teiris kli. And here, Rabbi Yechon says that you need a teiris kli. I am going to say maybe Rabbi Shimon also needs a Taurus Kli, he just doesn't need Kasha V'Tali. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel by Charish El Deko, where the Tana Kama says you need Lakasha, Rabbi Shimon says ain't Sarach Lakasha, so you see you don't need a Taurus Kli. So the Gemara says, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they don't need Kasha V'Tali, but he still requires a Taurus Kli. Ad kan the Gemara. So there's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, what does it mean Taurus Kli? But Rashi says Teiris Kli means it has to be Roye for other Malachis. It's not good enough that it's a Kisa Keli. If all it could do is cover a Keli, that would make it, then you're not allowed to use it. It has to be Roye for other Malachis. Then you could be able to use it. Like Shida Teva Migdal, Rashi says, it's Roye, Leisha Velein. You could sit on the Delos of the Shida Teva Migdal, Velosle Mazonis Lakatan, you could use it as a table, as a placemat. So Mela, that's why you could carry it. But here, if it doesn't have a Teiris Kli, you can't use it for anything but being a Kisa Keli, it won't work. So Taisa says, Einir Lebenetam, why would you need it to be used for anything else? It's right to be a Kisa Keli. What's wrong with right to be a Kisa Keli? Starka Kasha. So the Rosh says that Rashi is Lashitase. We said in the previous year, Rashi holds the issue of Kasha V'Toli is an issue of Binyan. So Zok de Rosh, here, we're talking about the Kisa Kalim, like the Gemara says, it's Chabrinu Bara. It's Chabrinu Bara, the Kalim which you attach to the ground. Now, it has a base Achiza. So even though you attached it to the ground, it's Mutter to carry. But if it wouldn't have a base Achiza, it would be Aser, because it would be an issue of Binyan, like Rashi says. If it's attached to the ground, there's an issue of Binyan. So even with the Beis Achiza, Rabbi Yechanan holds that there wouldn't be a problem of Binyan only if it can't be used for anything else. If it's used for something else, then it can have a Teiris Keli and it wouldn't be Binyan. Now Shane Kane, if all it could be used is to be a Kisa of this Keli, which is Mechubba L'Karka, so you don't see it as an independent Keli, and the fact that it could be Mechasa this Keli would still have a problem of Binyan. So state the Rosh Pshan and Rashi. In fact, the Marshan, the Rosh, so what does the Gemara want with Chayrish El Deko? If the Said why Rabbi Yechanan needs a Kisa Keli is because otherwise it would be an issue of Binyan. So what do you mean? You mean by Rabbi Shimon Teiris Kli that Chayrish El Deko Rabbi Shimon doesn't need a Teiris Kli? There is no issue of Binyan. You're not being mechaber to the ground. The question is can be metalplit because it's a Kli to sit on. Chayrish Pella. Now Zulay Divi the Rosh we would learn that Enechanami the previous Sugya Rashi was saying it's Alts Binyan. That day you needed Kasha V'Toli and the whole Shakla V'Tari of the Gemara is Alts Binyan. But here, Rabbi Yechanan is saying not Alts Binyan. Rabbi Yechanan is saying you need a Teiris Kli Alts Muksa. So even though Rabbi Yechanan, when he said Alach Kar B'Shimon Gamliel, was to tell you that you don't have the problem of Binyan, but the problem is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says Mesukin Afi Shein Kasha also doesn't have a problem of Muksa, and Rabbi Yechanan also does have a problem of Muksa. How are you going to say that that particular Kana also had a Teiris Kli was Royal Atash M'Shachayim? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel personally doesn't need a Torah's kli. So the Gemara says, okay, also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the guy with the din of binyan, and you don't need kashya v'tola to take care of the problem of binyan, but he doesn't tell Shimon Gamliel, and you do have to take care of the problem of muksa by having a Torah's kli, which is royal latash m'shecher. But if you're going to say that Rabbi Yechanan a Torah's kli also means alz binyan, so what do you want from Shimon Gamliel by chayr shel dekel, which is clearly nothing to do with binyan, which clearly is alz muksa? Chayr very shver. And the Rashba says it's a little similar to the Rush, not exactly, because the Rashba is saying it's al smuksa, but the Rashba says, and Taisus also mentioned such a shvar earlier, the Maskar of Yudha Eimer, that there's more of a chaymer in Hilchas Muksa by something which is used with a karka. Like Nagar and Nigrar, there's a shvar in Nagar and Nigrar is more of a problem of Muksa than other things, because Nagar and Nigrar is used with karka. And Al Derech Zeh, the Kisa Kalim, which is the same idea, are also used for karka. So the shaila is, if something is a real kisa keli, which is metaltol, or something is used for metaltolim, so then the laws of how to make it ois muksa are much more kal. If it's used for karka, it doesn't look like a kli, then it might mean roi for other tashmishim. That's the Raivitz pshan and Rashi. But the Rashba has the same kasha. So what do you want for chayr shel dekel? If the issue of this gemara, nagar and nigrar, and kana sheskinu v'alabayis lis b'seich v'noel abay, and kisa kelim sheishlam b'seichizo, all these things have in common of how to make something a kli when this thing is used with karka. So there the hilchas of making it a kli are more chomer, and there you might need kosher, and you might need teiris kli, which Rashi says roi l'tash m'shacher. But still, so what do we want from the thing of chayr shel dekel shegod l'shem eitzim? We're there, we're not discussing L'sham Rishim HaKarka. So it's a similar pshat to the Rush, not the same. The Rush was saying you need a Torah's Kli because of otherwise it'd be an Isser of Binyan. The Rash was saying you need a Torah's Kli for Muksa, but it's more Chomer Muksa, it's less of a Keli because it's used with Karka. But on both of them you have the same Shverkite. What do you want from Chayr Shel Dekel? See, that Mrs. Pashup Pshat and Rashi, I would have touched. The Rashi stumbles, you need a Torah's Kli, because he holds a Kisa Keli, it's not Chashev. It's not Chashev, a Tashmish for Kisa Keli. I saw the Gayan in Simon Shinya Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Agav brings both days. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Das of Rashi, that you need a Torah's Kli, meaning that you need a Tashmish of Makam Acher. He brings the Das of Ben Etam, they need a Torah's Kli, it has to be made a Betsura's Kli. But the Gain, when he's mitzayin for a ben etam, that you see that kisa kalim don't need a tayrus kli, because you see that a cheres is considered not muksa, a broken cheres, because it's royal chasis pichavis. But there, the Rashba reads the say, see, bavarns this, that you can't really bring a raya from cheres, because cheres was a kli. It was a kli shalim, it was a good kli. So if you have something which was a kli, and now, even though it's a shevet kli, but it's royal me'ei malacha, so it could retain its shame kli. Even though Betzin doesn't have enough ishtamshes to be a kli. Now, saying it's something which is just the kisa keli, it doesn't have any other function, could be that kisa keli is nishkenuga chashev tashmish, that if it can't have any other function, it wouldn't be enough to be considered a kli. As that's what I would learn Rashi, Lulei Divrei, the Rush, and the Rashba that are so bothered that why would you need a royal Latash Meshacher? But you'd have the same problem. Because Chayr Shel Dekel, it's not for Kisa Kalim, it's for Yeshiva. Something for Yeshiva, why would that need royal Latash Meshacher? Kisa Kalim, I understand. Kisa Kalim is not much of a Tashmish. All you're doing is covering something. But Yeshiva sounds like a regular good Tashmish. Why would you need Roy for a different Ishtamshis? Hatzarach Ian had to learn the Gemara Lefi Rashi. Balkabana, that sheet is Rashi, that Tayrus Kaili means royal Tash Meshacher. The Rosh says, it's because otherwise it would be Binyan, that's hard to fit into the Shak of Tayr of the Gemara. Pashas otherwise because it wouldn't be a Kaili. Shalas, why? Menatam says you need a Kisa Kaili, meaning it has to be Tiknu Vasa by Maisa. You have to go make it into a Chaloy Shem Kaili. Stamach Shava alone wouldn't make it into a Kaili. So that fits with a lot of other sugyas that we were learning here, like the Evan al Pi Achavis, which we had before, that the shailas that you decided to use it as a Kisa Chavis, does that make it a Keli or not? The Machlokes Rabba, Rabbi Rabbi Eichanan, and Rabbi Yosef Harbatsu Rabbi Eichanan, and that fits in with the Chayr Shel Dekel, Shigod Mleitzev Vinim Machleim Li Yeshiva, and it fits in with the Gizei Tzemer, and all these things that you decide you want to use it, but you didn't make it into a keli. Do you need a maisa to make it into a keli? That's what Rabbi Yochanan means. Now Taisus early has a problem that there are three statements of Rav Asi in this sugya, and they all say something different. The Evan al pi haChavis, Rav Asi said, as long as you put it on the Chavis in order to make it a kisei Chavis, it's already a keli, it's not muksa. And then you have the Avanim, and Rav Asi said that you have to be meshafshef the Avanim, you have to sand off the Avanim. Now that alone is a shikl stira, because the Evan al pi haChavis, he never said you have to sand off the Evan l'shem kach. And when you want to take a nadrik shal Avanim and masakin liyeshiva, Rav Asi, who was Azul Tamei, Rav Amin had said that Evan al pi haChavis is not a keli, said by the nadrik shal Avanim also it's not a keli. Tzuva Limdom, you have to set it up, it won't become a keli, and you just could set it up that you could sit on it even though it's not a keli. Vashengen Rav Asi said by Avanim, Tzuva Shifshifim, you have to sand them off, so it would become a keli. So who then the Evan al pi haChavis will become a keli? But l'chaya, the Evan al pi haChavis is becoming a keli without rubbing it, and the nadrik shel avanim you need shivshuf. And here we have Rav Asi saying by kisei kelim that it needs a teiris kli, which sounds like more than shivshuf or just putting it down on the chavis. It needs a teiris kli. It needs a tiknu v'asa by maisa. So how do we miyashiv these three statements of Rav Asi? By Evan al pi haChavis, he says you don't need anything. By nadrik shel avanim that you decide to sit on that, you need shivshufim. And here by kisei kelim, he says you need a teiris kli alav. So Taisus says everything lefi its derech. A kisei on a chavis, the derech is not to do anything. You just use a regular stone. That's why you don't need anything. In order to sit down on an oven, you want to rub it off. You don't want to sit down on a dirty oven. But on the other hand, the oven, it's an oven for binyan. It's not just a stone. It's a stone which is already mesutas and meruba. It's a good quality stone which is already prepared. So you don't need too much. You just have to wipe it off. You have to rub off the dust, and then it's already royally yeshiva. Now, saying in this kisei kelim, which normally you would use something which is mesukan l'shem kach, so it wouldn't become a chalei shem kisei keli without it having a teiris kli, without it being mesukan l'shem kach. That's what Taisa said earlier. But the Rambanim l'chamis, and the Rashi brings it down, say a meir diki yaseid. They learn that it's chaluk. The Gemara before that's discussing the Evan al pi haChavis and the Nadrik shel Avanim, and the Gemara here that's discussing the Kisei Kelim, and the Gemara is discussing it together with Nagar HaNigrar and Pekak HaChaloin and Chari shel Dekel v'chuli, Achalukim Viki Yisai Dinam. They're two completely different sugyas. There the Gemara is discussing just using it as a Kisei haChavis, not using it for anything else, not being metaltled except for the purpose of use for Kisei haChavis. The Nadrik shel Avanim also, the Shifshifim works just to use it to sit on it, for nothing else. Now, Shank, in this Gemara, you want to be metalted for other purposes. You want it to be a kli, nitalim b'shabbos. You want to use it. You want it to be a kli for other purposes as well. There you need much more. There's a sugi, there of Ashi saying you need a tayris keli. So what's the pshat? The Imanim pshat. If it's muksa, so you shouldn't be able to use it for anything. If it's not muksa, so why could you only use it to be a kisei keli and to sit on it? L'chaira, if it's not muksa, why can't you use it for anything? What's the pshat in this Rashi and Ramban? So he said this, he said it in the fourth parak, and we'll repeat it here, Abyssal, that we said over Yisayin, a Gavaldig Yisayin, that here it's not a part of Aksah Sadas B'chol. It's not a part of Aksah Sadas. None of these things you Yimak Sadaita Minei. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds the muksa, you're not maksadaita, you're intending to use it. It's bechlal not a shayla maksa asadas here. What is the issue here? Is it gzeris chachamim? That's something which is not a kli, it doesn't have a chalei shem kli, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Now that's not really 100% true, because the Gemara says in the fourth parak, machnas adam malei kupasei offer, v'aisubei kol tzrachov. You could take offer, v'hu sheichel lekeren zavis. Now the offer, even when you yichel the keren zavis, the offer does not become a kli. It's a one-time use. You take it, you're constantly taking offer and throwing it on and covering things. It never really becomes a kli. Al derech zeh, firewood on yomtiv. Firewood on yomtiv is not a kli. That's firewood. But still, you're allowed to be metalton on Yantif. So what happened to this Yisayid? We said a Yisayid, which has nothing to do with Aksaras Adas. That's something which is not a Kli, you can't move. But you see not that way. You see the things that aren't Kalim, and you could move them. So Vaistais is an exception to the Yisayid. And the exception is that if you have something which is menyuchid for use, it's not a Kli, but it's miyuchad, has a yichud gomer for use. This is what you do. Firewood on Yom Tov. You use wood, period. Machlis and Amleika Basay offer. It's miyuchad for use, even if it's not a kli, but if the way you use it is in a way which Bedar Klal won't use a kli. You don't use a kli for asaka. You don't use a kli to be mechasa things like what you do with offer. So such a thing, you don't need a kli. So Baha Pligi, when you have the machlekes earlier about the Evan al Pi Chavis, Avada, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, it doesn't become a Kli because you put it down on the Chavis. Avada not. That you'd need a Tairis Kli. But the Shaila is, an Evan al Pi Chavis, is that like firewood? Is that like Mleiku Pasei Offer? Could that be metalton al Kapanim for what it's miyuchid for? Even without a Tairis Kli. And that's the slate of Nadav Shalavanim. That's what the Ramban and Rashba are telling you. The Nadvach Shalavanim can't be a Kli. It's not a chair. You're going to use it for building. You just want to sit on this Evan in the meantime. So miyachad it for yeshiva. So that's a Shaila. Rabbi Ami says, no. There's no such thing. Lagabi Kisri Chavis and Lagabi Avanim. There's no such thing as you, as a non-Kli becoming Mutta B'Toto. That's firewood. Umayka Pasi Offer. But this, a Kisri, Chavis or something for yeshiva, if it's not a kli, it's not a kli. Rabasi holds no. Even if it's not a kli, v'al kaponim, it's miyuchad for ishtamshis, I could use it for the ishtamshis it's miyuchad for, even when it's not going to be a kli. Vashenken and Agamar, you want to use it for everything, the attakan has to be a kli, even if Rabasi holds you need a teretz kli. That, ledainti, is the yisayid of the Ramban and the Rajbis teretz. So you have two terutzim. Taisis holds it's all to make a kli. Hashalas are going to have Asi. What do you need to make a kli? Depends. Buy a kisa chavis, nothing. Just put it on the chavis. Buy an evan to sit on, you need shivshav. Buy a here a kisa kalim, then you need a teres kli. Because with derech klal, you don't have a chas if it doesn't have a teres kli. So you have to masak it and make it into a pot cover. Hashagin, according to the Ramban and the Rashbam, is two sugyas. The sugya earlier was talking about using it when it's not a kli. The Rav Asi was saying, for its use, you can use it as not a kli. This sig is using it for other uses, has to be a Tyrus kli. The Rav Asi holds you need a Tyrus kli. Nachshav is not enough. I'm kind of bissel the sugyan, there's much more complications with the Shita Sirishainim and the various different cases, but that's about as much as we can go into now. Now let's see the next Mishnah about the Kisa Kelm Sheishla Meisachiz and the Kisa Karkais. The Mishnah says that Kisa Kelm Sheishla Meisachiz and Litolim B'Shabbos, that if you have covers of kalim that have a handle in Yitolim B'Shabbos, and it basically says that kisa karkois need a handle, but kisa kalim even without a handle in Yitolim B'Shabbos. And the Gemara says that if it's stam kisa kalim, then they certainly don't need a handle, and kisa karkois certainly do need a handle. And the question is, if it's you have kalim which are mechubel karka, and that was the question, if they blive like kisa kalim, or you guys are at the kisa karkois. So there's a machlokes Rashi Taisus in this also, that Rashi holds that the Yisayid is binyan, that there's no problem of muksa, because it has a teres kli, and that takes care of the problem of muksa. And the reason why you need a beis achiza is to take care of the problem of baina. And so Rashi says, b'kisa karkin, kisa barvadas, tavika baina. Ilav demucha beis achiza glod l'mishka v'aduri of it. But Taisus earlier, on kovcha vavim and aleph, to ramaskal v'amunach panvakan osir, he says that kisa karkayis there are more machmir in ilchus muksa. The reason why I need a beis achiza is because it's less of a shame keli if it's mishamish karka. But the elder was no problem of binyan. We're not discussing the issue of binyan here. V'chal v'zicha no problem of binyan. It's not meant to be there permanently. The yisayda davar is just muksa, and when it's kisa karkayis, it's more of a teres muksa. Because it's not really a keli, it's just a kisi to a karka. That's why we need a beis achiza to give it a shem keli. Now there's a big shmuz in the Rishayim, particularly about the shita sarif. Because early in the Kuf Chafheim and Aleph, the Gemara brings a brisa where the Brisa says, "Hey, the basis shem lezim and Yaakov are shivei tani yoshin shenitol m'shavas lo kisuyev shein etzarach beis yad." That a kisuy of a tana doesn't need a beis yad. And the Gemara there says, "Amr avina kaman metal tulina in the kisuy tenu b'masam mechasid ein la beis achiza kaman ker lezim and Yaakov." That lezim and Yaakov is the reason why we're mekel. And Masa Mechasya, and we metaltal the Kisei Tanuri. So Rashi shtel su'a Mishnah for that. When it says the Kisei Tanur, Rashi says, because later, uplukti v'masnisa nikoman nevam bina be'sachiza. Some say you do, some say you don't. It's a shayla in the Mishnah. And here, Blazim Yaakov is saying, you don't need a be'sachiza. And the Gemara seems to pass in that way. And Taisus clearly says that the issue here is the Gemara there means the passing like Rabbi Yosi. Kaman metlinet in the kirusa ter the masa mechatsa kaman kablezim and Yaakov. It could have said for Rabbi Yosi, but it says kablezim and Yaakov because mishas kablezim and Yaakov kavinaki. And also the Baal Amar and the Rosh also hold is exactly the same shaila. We're talking about kisli of kelim then of chabarim lekarka, and the Gemara there hey Rabbi Yosi shulmezim Yaakov is the same as Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah that says a kisli kelim. The problem is the Rif paskins like that Gemara that you can be metalta the kisa tenuri the masa mechasa kaman kavlezim and Yaakov, and the Rif says over here halacha katana kama that you need a beis achiza. So the Rosh says the Baal Amar already asked the Kashi. He says it's a mistake. The Rosh says it's a Toyi Sefer. The Rif never wrote vilchasa katana kama. It's a Toyi Sefer. It can't be such a thing. The Rif already paskined like the Gemara before kaman metalta linan. The kisa tanuri b'masa mechasid less for beis achiza kaman kavlezim and Yaakov. That's the psak halacha. So halacha is not like the Tana Kama. So Taisus and the Baal Amar and the Rosh they all hold this the same Gemara and Fakert the Baal Amar asks the kasha on the Rif and the Rosh says it's a Tayy Sefer in the Rif. But the other Rishayim are mechalik between this Gemara and that Gemara. The cover the Rif. The first one is the Rambam. The Rambam says a chiluk. The Rambam says that Kisa Kelim and Atol Mashamis if it has a Torah is clear lame. And the Rambam says if it's a clear that's Mechubah Lekarka, you need a Beis Achiza. But the Rambam says, Hoye Kli Mechubah Bekarka Kegoyin Chavis Atmuna Ba'aretz. It's buried in the ground. The Meish Kisa Shlo Beis Achiza Metalto Meisim Lave Metalto Neisa. And also, Kisa Yikarka, Ba'aretz Acharitzim, it needs a Beis Achiza. But Kisa HaTanur, Afavishayim Le Beis Achiza Metalto. So Kelim Mechubarim La'arka, he says, is like a chavis, which is tmuna ba'aretz. But Kisei Taner is different. So the pshat's like this. We've bought this exeir out to Kisei Karka. It's only when it's completely buried in the ground, even though it's a keli, and it's a kisa of the keli, but it's completely underground, so then there's an iser if there's no beis achiza. Mashenken et Taner is not completely underground. So Mamela, there's no iser. That's how he learns. So the Shainim bring the Ran, and the Ramban, and the Rajma. They all bring, this is a possible teretz on the Rif. The Asagas Arayvit already mentions that. This is a possible teretz on the Rif. That the Kelim here are Kelim and a Tumunim Bekarka, and the Tana there is not Tumun Bekarka. And the Gemara there means to say that even according to Anakama, that you need a Beis Achiza for Kelim that a Mechavarim Lekarka, this is only when the Tumunim Lekarka, but by a Tana which is not Tumun Bekarka, doesn't need a Beis Achiza. Now the Arayvit doesn't like this teretz. And at first he thought, Taka, like the Baal Amar and the Rosh and Taisus, that it's one sugya. But then he says, he saw in the Brice and the Tesefta, that the Shivri Tani Yoshim, Kachol HaKel, Metol HaMechotze, so he says, we're not talking about Mechubarim. We're talking about Netana, which is Talosh. But he says, even though Rabbi Yossi said, that Kisui Vein Tzarek Meisyan, he says, what's Loim Afri Shechibri Dina Katalosh? That the Tanur is different than other Kelim. Other Kelim are called Mechubal HaKarka, but a Tanur is not called Mechubah Lekarka. It has a din of Talush. You could learn that way in Rashi also, even though Rashi seems to be stelling through the Machlokes, but you could learn it's a din Dafka in Tanur. But the Raivad's Mashma, it's unclear. The Rishayim quote the Raivad that the Tanur was Talush. That's the case that we're talking about. So in Lechar, it's Poshet, you don't need a Beis Yad. Everyone knows you don't need a Beis Yad. But then the Rama says, Rabbi Yosi is telling you a Chiddush, maybe it means Rabbi Yosi of the Mishnah. No, but he said Rabbi Yosi is main on the Kisu Shein Tzarech Beis Yad. It sounds like Rabbi Yosi in the Brisa that even though you're Mechubah, it has a din of a Talosh. But it's Dafka by Tanur. And the Ramban says a Svara though. The Ramban says a Svara why Tanur is different. He says because a Kisu Tanur is different than Kisu Kelim. A Kisu Kelim, all it is a Kisu. But a Kisu Tanur, it's a Chelig of the Tanur because you need the Kisu Tanur for the Tanur to work. Every other Kisu Keli, The pshat is you don't need the kisi, the keli, for the keli to work. You need it to cover the keli. But a kisi tanner, it's part of the operation of the tanner to be shayim and chayim of the tanner. So a kisi tanner is different since you need it for a tanner. So it's different than other kisi kelim. So other kisi kelim need a beis achiza, but a kisi tanner is a chelik of the tanner. It doesn't need a beis achiza. So effective Rashba, I don't understand the svar effective Rashba. It's ibcha mistabra. The problem here is baina. Kisa karka is a baina. Kisa kalim isn't baina. L'chayr, the more it's a chaluk of the tana, the more it's baina. If it's just a kisa on the kali, so it's less baina. If the kisa is a chaluk of the kali, that sounds to me like it's more baina. Why should be a svara just because the kisa tana is a chaluk of the tana, works together with the tana, that should mean that it doesn't need a beis achiza. That should mean it needs a beis achiza more. As I fact, the Rashba and the Rabban and Iblaim Sher. But I thought that afterwards I saw the Mincha Seril was thinking the same way. The Rashba is clearly going like Rashi, that the Yisaita the problem here is Binyan. So then he doesn't understand the Rabban's Chiluk. If anything, if it works together with the Tanner, it's more of an Eifen of Binyan. It's more like a structure. So Kol Shken it should need a Beis Achiza. Now Shaken is talking the Rabban held like Taisus, that the problem here was Muksa. Now any time the Keli is Meshamesh in Makarka, so it's more chamer, it's less keli dik, so the mele needs a beis achiza. So, but the pshan is, when all it is a kisui is not such a chashev azach. A kisui of a keli, good, even though it's not so chashev, but it's a keli, what else is it? Vashenkin a kisui of a karka, it does a shtik karka. If it has a beis achiza, then it can become a keli. But a kisui of a tanner is not a shtik karka. A keli is mechubal a karka, so good, the kisui right is a shtik karka. But a kisi of a tanner is not a shtik karka. It's part of the tanner. A tanner is a keli. So a kisi of stama keli, that's not the keli. That's the kisi. A kisi doesn't have a din keli unless it has a beis achiza, or that the keli is not mechubla lekarka. But a kisi of a tanner is a tanner. So it is a keli. The mele has a chaloy shem keli and a beis achiza because it works together with the tanner. That's how you can explain the machlekes of Ban and Rashba. The Ramban that held that we bound the kisui of the tanner works together with the tanner, becomes like the tanner, that's a svara to be matir. Because he held the problem was it's muksa, it's not a keli. So since it becomes a chelik of the tanner, it's more of a keli. Mashenk and the Rashba held the problem was binyan. And the beis achiza mean that it's not a binyan. But the fact that it works together with the tanner becomes a chelik of the tanner, if anything that makes it more binyan, that's what Rashba didn't like the Ramban's teretz.